By the end of this year, a new newspaper will be in the Capital District, both in print and online. The Daily Gazette, Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, and Overit Media of Albany are part of the new venture called The Alt. The president and publisher of The Daily Gazette, John DeAugustine, spoke with WAMC.
The Alt is really going to be an alternative digital media company. That's one of the main reasons why we got Overit and Proctor's involved right out of the gate. We are planning on doing a tabloid-style newspaper printed weekly here at the Gazette, and we're going to distribute 25,000 of those to locations in Schenectady, Troy, Albany, and Saratoga. And we plan on having a pretty strong presence in all of those cities. But our core mission on the news distribution side is going to be focused around our digital aspects, both our online mobile calendar and the website that we're going to put up in the mobile site, and of course our social.
This is arts and entertainment, or will there be a culture involved as well?
Sure. You know, the creative economy, which is a term that I'm getting far more familiar with, dealing with Overit and Proctor's so frequently, is so vibrant in this area. And we feel like, or I feel like, it was really, it's not represented in a way that's meaningful. And we saw this wonderful opportunity to bring some people together to put out a publication that can really showcase that, that cultural economy and the growth that we're seeing in that area, in this region. And nobody really looks at the, well, I don't want to say nobody, but we don't have a regional view of that space. And that is going to be our hope, to really pull those four cities together into one news organization so that the readers can come to the site or to the paper on their phone, wherever they want to consume it, and find that information in one place.
Most people know what Proctor's is all about. Tell us a little bit more about Overit. What will their role be, and who are they?
Overit is a digital media company based in Albany. They have been around for a long time. They are truly digital natives. The principals, Michelle and Dan Dinsmore, have worked with the Gazette and me, so I've gotten to know them a little bit over the last year, and they're truly creative. They understand the cultural economy very well, creative economy very well, and they are able to really apply that in the digital space. So for us, when I first talked to Philip Morris about when Philip actually approached me about this and we started to put this thing together, we felt like we needed somebody with that expertise. And Overit seemed to fit the bill. And they are now putting together our calendar, which we hope to have the best arts and entertainment calendar in the country. And also they're building our mobile and desktop sites.
Most newspapers, including the Gazette, usually have a section that's distributed inside the paper on either Thursday or Friday, covering the arts, covering entertainment. Will this expand on those inserts that are common in most newspapers?
Sure. So that news is what I would consider a base. It is great. I mean, I think that you can read the arts section that we put out on Thursdays, and you would fit in the Gazette, and you would get a pretty good idea of what's going on. We plan on taking that to the next level. There are a lot of people that want far more in-depth information about this than we can supply at the Daily Gazette or any of the other daily newspapers or radio or TV. They don't have the time or energy to build a section or a site with the depth of information that we're going to supply. And the other thing, too, is we're really going to get after topics. I mean, we're talking about the arts and entertainment side of this thing, but it's really an alternative news company. So a lot like the Voice papers across the country. They started with the Village Voice. I mean, we're getting after that type of news. We really want to cover stories, and I'm not the best person to identify those stories. We're going to have an editor that's steeped in this, but that we don't have time at the Gazette or the other daily newspapers or mainstream media doesn't have the time or resources to get after. And we hope to give the readers the opportunity to see those.
Is this going to fill a void that was left by the end of Metroland, which folded recently?
Well, Metroland was a good publication. Metroland really never got after all the digital investment, which was necessary. So I think this void started to happen before Metroland went under. And there are some great publications out there. The Spot does a nice job, and others all over Albany. Good news agencies that put out information. But nobody's really getting after the alternative news and opinion the way we want to do that. And I can, you know, the best example is probably, and like I said, I'm not the editor, so I'm on the business side, and we're going to get somebody that can do a really good job of picking those stories. But maybe the Voice publications would be a good example.
When do you expect the first issue to hit the stands and the internet?
I am really hoping that we are up in early October. It'd be great to make it out for Larkfest, but I don't think we're going to be that quick. So we want to do it right and not fast. So we're working diligently on it. We talk about it every single day. It is a big part of our focus, and we hope to get it off the ground. We just got to get some people hired.
John DeAugustine is the president and publisher of the Daily Gazette.